Hello, thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Luke 10:3.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is Luke 10:3. Now go and remember that I am sending you out as lambs among wolves. Jesus spoke those words twice, first to his 12 disciples, and then later in Luke chapter 10 to a larger group who were following and learning from him. And he was letting them know before they took that first step forward that their assignment would not be easy or glamorous. People would oppose them, actively fight against them and their mission. Some of those people would be so conniving and malicious, they would resemble predatory wolves. In response, Christ's followers weren't to get defensive or to fight force with force and ugliness with ugliness. Instead, they needed to be as honest and gentle as lambs. The animals who perhaps more than any other were completely dependent on their shepherd for direction, protection, and provision, for their very survival. And Jesus wasn't just talking about the group's experiences on their next mission. He was preparing them for everything they'd face, the anger, the hatred, persecution for some, the execution they would experience after his death and resurrection. And so he gathered these missionaries in training, and he told them how they would be able to steadily advance against darkness, no matter what they faced or how others responded. To stand strong, they needed to remain alert and dependent on Christ and on one another. They'd need to stay alert to the challenge so that the attacks they experienced didn't catch them off guard. And they needed to remain focused on the harvest, the huge assignment that God had given them, recognizing where their true battle lay, always cognizant of what was at stake. They weren't peddling some new self-help program. They were speaking the very words of life, pointing helpless, sin-enslaved, dying souls to the one who is life. And they needed to understand that this assignment was much bigger than they could manage on their own. If they wanted to remain successful, to stand firm when they began to feel weak, discouraged, or afraid, they needed to link arms with one another. And so he sent them out in pairs. We all need our allies, don't we? Sometimes we forget that. We forget to align ourselves with others before we begin, thinking we can handle our calling on our own. Or maybe we're so inspired by the mission, so charged by the spark that God ignites in our soul, we simply run ahead without thinking. Feeling the urgency, which is good, but failing to consider our areas of weakness and how much more effective we'd be if we relied on others. If we served with others, if we gave and received support and encouragement from one another. In the account that followed, Jesus made it clear. We need our serving buddies to help shoulder the load, but we need others as well. Had you and I been among the nearly 100 Christ followers that Jesus sent out that day, looking around, we might have concluded that we had a pretty good team. a sufficient team. Such a large group could do a lot of good, right? Well, I mean, yes, they could. They could reach a lot of people, but still, they weren't enough. This eternally important task was far beyond them. The harvest is plentiful, Jesus said in verse 2, but the laborers are few. Therefore, plead with the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Did you catch what he said? He said, plead with the Lord of the harvest. They weren't to offer up a casual prayer before they began their journey. No, they were to plead with God with a sense of personal desperation. In other words, the mission itself needed to become personal for them as it was for Jesus, who would soon give his life for those wolves that he was preparing his followers to encounter. And they needed to understand and fully engage in why Jesus was sending them out. The more his followers understood the why, the greater their courage and their love, even among conniving predators. Luckily, most of us won't face the type of wolves that Christ's followers did back then. The majority of us probably won't be arrested or executed for our faith, but we will face opposition. People might slander, criticize, or mock us. We might lose friends or career opportunities. Family members might begin distancing themselves from us. At some point, we will encounter wolves. Expect them. Be prepared for them. But don't let them sideline you or distract you from your true mission. And don't ever try to face them or any challenge you'll encounter alone. Find people to link arms with. And always pray with fervency, knowing that we are advancing God's kingdom with every step. He will use us to change lives, to save lives for eternity. Let's pray. Father, we've all seen wolves rise up in our circles, on our social media feeds, in our neighborhoods, and in our workplaces. And when opposition hits, it's easy to grow timid, discouraged. We might even be tempted to give up, to sort of follow our cultural trend and stop living for you. But you have called us to step out as lambs, yes, but never defenseless. Not only will we always have you immovable by our side, but you'll raise up others to come alongside us as co-laborers, to offer their strength when we feel weak, and so that we can do the same for them. So raise them up, Lord. Give us each faith-filled, gospel-focused allies, and build a strong team to further this mission. In the name of the ultimate Lamb, your loving yet strong and victorious Son, we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Gibbons and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Do you want to better understand the Bible and get biblical answers to those who ask you about your faith? Hi, this is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Podcast Show. Listen to us weekly as we bring the truth often found in the ivory towers of seminary down to the steeple towers of the local church. Join me along with many of the nation's top theologians as we offer answers to life tough questions from an apologetic perspective. Subscribe to the show at lifeaudio.com.